Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
803-0550 to join us. We are opening our camp previews this week, believe it or not. Yeah, I mean, if everything goes according to schedule, rookies are coming in on the 21st. Miami is up this morning, and we're going to go to the Western Hotline. And we're going to talk with Mark Hochman, who is the Afternoon Drive host, 7-9 to the Ticket in Miami. Mark, it's Howard and Jeremy. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Very good. How's everything in Buffalo?
Sunny and hot.
Yeah, sounds like Miami.
Yeah, but we learned that Miami, right, Jeremy? Miami was one of the cities that never had a 100-degree day. We learned that yesterday about Miami. How about that? You got to be impressed.
It's such BS because they give you temperature, but then they tell you the feels like temperature.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. So they go, oh, it's only 93 degrees out. It feels like 107. I've been railing about this for years on the radio.
I'm with you.
It feels like 107. It is 107.
Right. What is temperature, but what it feels like? Yeah, I'm with you. We do that the other way around here. Oh, it's 2 degrees outside, but the real feel is negative 12.
Right.
Well, then tell me it's negative 12.
I tell you, yeah. I was in Lakeland, Florida once in June for some spring training stuff. Man, hot. Either that or Texas in August. Anyway, I digress. So look, I was going to ask you, you know, if I asked you what the number one storyline of the Dolphins going to camp would be, I'm going to guess you're going to tell me Tua, right? That is the big storyline.
Tua Tagovailoa.
All right, let's start there. Is he going to start in week one? Let me just go with that one, I guess.
There seems to be a real difference of opinion as to whether he will or won't, because it's going to be an abbreviated ramp up to the season, right? We know that there's not going to be at maximum two preseason games, maybe none, and I don't know if there's a huge benefit to starting him when you're pretty comfortable with Ryan Fitzpatrick. But then there's the notion of, hey, you drafted a guy, and he could be, you know, we all talk about Patrick Mahomes' contract yesterday, you know, this could be your quarterback for the next 10 seasons, 15 seasons if it goes right. Why would you waste any time? You've been waiting for this guy since Dan Marino, we hope. And you've got him. So why wouldn't you just put him in there, let you see what he can do, and move on from there? So I'm kind of the belief that you bring him along a little slowly. I'd rather have him learn under Ryan Fitzpatrick. Seems like a really good tutor, and make sure that he's 100% healthy. But I think it's a wild card at this point. We have no idea what Brian Flores is going to choose to do.
In terms of his health, has he been able to do any kind of workouts supervised by anybody from the Dolphins staff at all? Do they have an idea of how healthy he is football-wise?
Yeah, in fact, they called his recovery miraculous. Hmm. Like they say there's literally nothing that he is unable to do, that he is 100% healed. Now, healed and having the, you know, propensity to get injured often or again are two totally separate things. But he is healed. He can do whatever he wants to do. His legs are fine. His arms are fine. His head is certainly fine. Like, he is ready to roll. And his agent, Lee Steinberg, and the Dolphins themselves, and the independent doctors, even before the draft, this dude is healthy right now. That's always the little that you have to put in there. He's healthy right now. Because you wonder, you know, will he be healthy after he starts taking NFL hits?
Mark, the season overall, let's talk about this here, because season one, I think for most people it was better than they expected they would see from Miami last year. So, and then they go out and they spend a lot of money in free agency. What are the expectations in year two under Brian Flores?
So I think people are trying to temper expectations, but I kind of feel like the last season, while there were only five wins, you felt better about the team at the end of the season than you did at the beginning of the season, which is obviously under a brand new head coach in a rebuilding season. That's what you want to feel. I know Vegas has, you know, very little hope that the Miami Dolphins are going to do something great, and the NFL analysts and whatnot are not going to be that high on the Dolphins because it's always based off previous seasons, right, and previous records, and you can't give too much credence to a rookie quarterback that's been often injured like Tua Tagovailoa. But, man, I feel like, and I know you guys aren't going to want to hear this, but I feel like the AFC East is up for grabs, and I don't see any reason why the Dolphins aren't the team that takes the AFC East. There's one team in my mind that could be an impediment to the Dolphins. It's your guys. It's the Buffalo Bills. But I'm not necessarily certain that that I believe in Josh Allen, you know, to continue to lead you guys to the promised land.
All right. Having said that, then, if you're talking about Miami making that kind of a leap, what would be the biggest question marks or the biggest areas of weakness that you would look at and go, okay, but they've got to fix this particular thing?
Well, I think what they did, you know, personnel, and I know it's a really broad answer, but the personnel was so suspect last season. You know, there were people talking about Mike Greenberg on ESPN talking about how the Dolphins should be, you know, embarrassed that they're fielding this kind of team. And all of a sudden they were able to put together some winning. And so you go, okay, the coaches seemingly have it together. Ryan Fitzpatrick, you guys saw, can do enough to get you some victories. All of a sudden, you add Tua Tagovailoa, and you add Eric Flowers, you know, in free agency, and Kyle Van Noy from the Patriots, Shaq Lawson from Buffalo, Ted Karras. You start using all that free agent money, and then in the draft, you had so many picks. You've got Austin Jackson now on the offensive line. So now you've got some protection, hopefully, for Tua or Ryan Fitzpatrick. So when I say, you know, how could they compete? I think they improved their personnel in a tremendous fashion. I think you saw last season Devontae Parker started to show that he's a legit NFL receiver. I don't know. I feel pretty good about the team. And for me, it was always the Patriots. It was always, as long as there's going to be Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and we don't know what Cam Newton's going to mean for New England. Mm-hmm. But it was always, to me, this boogeyman, and it was that Patriots two-headed monster of Belichick and Brady. And I kind of feel like everyone in the AFC East can take this big sigh of relief. That thing is gone. That notion that whatever they do, whoever they bring in, whether it's going to be Josh Gordon or Antonio Brown, you know, whatever they do is always going to be the right decision. To me, those days are over. And now one of these teams has to come forward and take that mantle. And I really think that the Dolphins improved their personnel in a tremendous fashion.
This has nothing to do with this season, but you were talking about Brady and it kind of jogged my memory. So how come Brady kept losing in South Florida? I mean, we're sitting up here and the Bills go like 3-32 and the Jets don't win many more than the Bills. And then, you know, Brady loses like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, however many. Seems like he couldn't win in South Florida, at least in the last 10, 15 years. Why?
It was almost like one of those college rivalries. You know, I went to University of Miami, and so as bad as Miami could be, you'd always get up for that FSU game.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if FSU was a top 10 team and Miami was a bottom feeder. Like, when you have that rivalry game, you know, rivalry games, all bets are off. And that seemed to be every season with the New England Patriots. It was the most important game on the schedule. And then, you know, you had the Wildcat game once where they came out and just completely confused Bill Belichick. Like that was a big thing every year, is like, can we beat the Patriots? And did so on a fairly frequent basis.
Mark, thanks for coming on with us. Appreciate it. Thanks for the insight on the Dolphins this morning.
You guys don't sound like you believe in the Dolphins the way I do.
No, actually, Jeremy,
I do.
Pre-Cam Newton was picking the Dolphins to finish second in the division to the Bills.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Patriots thing and how, you know, a lot of expectations are built into who you used to be, and no team benefits from that right now more than New England. I think Cam Newton does help them, but any idea that Jarrett Stidham was going to have this team competing, I just didn't buy it for any second.
Yeah. And I like the Bills' roster, Mark, over the other rosters in the division, quite honestly. But, you know, I think, look, when Chan Gailey was here, he had a stretch where the offense was very good. I like the running backs they picked up. We'll see how the changes on the offensive line play out. But they have good skill position players, and their defense was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, you flat out stole right from New England in helping you build your defense. So
do you guys love Josh Allen there?
Love?
Yeah.
Like a lot about him?
Yeah, not love yet. No, he's got to prove something to me to make me love him. Yeah.
Like a lot about him and have seen his best performances against the Dolphins. So, you know, before Cam Newton showed up, which I think makes it interesting, I think the division is as fun as it will be in 20 years because, you know, it was New England and three teams just hanging out. And now I would put Miami in the mix maybe for a playoff spot, especially adding the playoff spot.
And, Mark, I think if for picking the Bills to win the division, it isn't I love Josh Allen, but I think he can win the division with this team. I think it's a very good roster.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would argue that. I mean, I think they proved that last year. It's just that, I mean, he's got the healthy question too, right, because he's just so mobile.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does make for a very interesting race this year. We didn't even mention the Jets, but it does make for an interesting race.
Well, I hope we get a season.
Yeah, me too. Stay safe, Mark. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.